I'm David McNeil, and this is Brief Lives, the program in which we celebrate the lives of those who've just died. This week, the pianist who shaped the distinctive sound of the modern jazz quartet, and an actress who became a household name through her work in the television series Tenko. But I'm an Arsenal fan, and we start with one of my own heroes.
O'Leary with the free kick for Arsenal then. Gough heads it away well, doesn't go far enough, takes a deflection ball and gets Rocastle! And Rocastle has scored for Arsenal! In injury time, David Rocastle, who was so good on Sunday afternoon, he's even better now as far as Arsenal are concerned. It could be that David Rocastle, would you believe, at the last gasp, has taken Arsenal back to Wembley. It's Tottenham 1, Arsenal 2. They've come back again, and the man's name is David Rocastle.
David Rocastle was only 33 when cancer claimed him. He was one of the most talented footballers of his generation, a player of real flair. He signed apprentice forms for Arsenal just before his 16th birthday and joined a youth system brimming with talent, budding stars like Niall Quinn, Paul Davis, Paul Merson and Tony Adams. Rocastle wasn't out of place among that lot. The sports minister Kate Hoey, an Arsenal supporter, remembers him with great affection.
David was always the young footballer that I saw and everyone knew was my favourite at Arsenal during the time when I looked after the education of the young players. He was one of that very talented squad of players who won the Youth Cup in 83-84 and then went on to form the nucleus of the team that eventually won the championships in 1989. He was a lovely, lovely lad, and it's just so sad that we've lost somebody so young, because he was one of those players who we all were so upset when he left, and I think we always still claimed him as an Arsenal player.
Rocky's debut in the first team came against Newcastle in 1985. He became a fixture in the side that won the league championship in 1989 in that memorable finale to the season at Anfield.
Long clearance from Lukic. Drops just outside the Liverpool penalty area. Nicol comes roaring after it. Groves comes at him too. Nicol comes away into space. And Nicol will load it. And that's the whistle! And Arsenal have won the championship here at Anfield. Certainly in the grand manner. They had to win by two clear goals, and they've done it. Liverpool 0, Arsenal 2, and Arsenal win the championship for the first time since 1971.
A year later, Rocastle won the first of 14 caps for England and took the championship again with Arsenal in 1991. I've been a supporter of the Arsenal for 40 years, but I never saw as much of David Rocastle as I would have liked, because his peak years coincided with the time I was living abroad. Steve Stammers is a football journalist and Arsenal supporter.
What made David Rocastle special was not only his ability, his talent as a footballer, it was also his nature, his disposition. I mean, he was, if you like, a media guy's dream. He was a class player who was also ever approachable, very eloquent, just genuinely a really, really nice guy. I mean, I was able to go to the memorial service for him, and the list of people who came to pay their respects to David read like a who's who of London football, and indeed football around the country. David O'Leary was there, Graham Ricks was there. It was an astonishing sight.
Now, he wasn't essentially what we'd call a midfielder, was he? He was what was then known as an outside right. What did that mean? Was that a winger who tended to drift in?
He was more than just a winger, but he was a midfield player blessed with terrific pace. You wouldn't be too far away to compare him with Ray Parlour. Very, very gifted, very, very quick. A modern footballer, David, is what I would say.
He had a good shot, but that wasn't his real skill, his real forte, was it? He was mainly a playmaker, a provider?
Yes, and blessed with enormous lung power. I mean, he could run and run and run all day. One of the very first of that ilk to come through under George Graham, who was there at the memorial service to pay his respects as well.
He probably stood out in a George Graham team because of his flair, did he?
Yeah, a bit of a misconception. I mean, George does quite like flair play, provided they work. I mean, people like Ian Wright, Anders Limpar, and David Rocastle was a terrific asset for Arsenal. Won two championships with him in the team. So you don't stay in a George Graham team unless you contribute, David.
Now, he did seem set for a long and glorious career, but injury intervened.
Injury intervened, and he left Arsenal after the second championship and moved to Leeds. And never really reignited his career after that. Went from Leeds to Manchester City to Chelsea. Sporadically, he would play well, did a very good job for Manchester City, helped keep them up into the Premiership when they were struggling, but never really touched the heights that he did at Arsenal.
When George Graham made it clear he was no longer wanted at Highbury, how did he take it?
Typical David Rowcastle. I mean, he didn't get bitter, he didn't get twisted, he just shrugged his shoulders, okay, a new challenge. It wasn't really so much that George didn't want him anymore, but Leeds made an incredible offer for him at the time.
That's right, it's £2 million, wasn't it?
Exactly,
club record.
Which if you go back to 92, that was a lot of money.
Now, what about his England career? 14 caps.
A good international player, very, very proud to be picked to represent his country, I can tell you that, because I remember speaking to him soon after he got his first call-ups, and he was absolutely delighted to be given that honour. But very modest with it, David, very, very modest, proud rather than arrogant about it.
Steve Stammers paying tribute to David Rowcastle.